From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A day after canceling his planned summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump says the U.S. is working with North Korea about getting it back on track. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweeted this morning North Korea responded warmly to the cancellation and that it's still willing to meet with him.
We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
Saying the summit could even happen as originally planned on June 12th. The White House yesterday said the North had backed off on several promises ahead of the meeting and stood up a U.S. logistical planning team in Singapore. For a president who often brags about his own negotiating tactics.
Everybody plays games.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dozens of Palestinians demonstrating at the Gaza border were injured by Israeli gunfire and tear gas Friday. Most of the protesters kept their distance and remained about 800 meters from the fence. However, dozens of youth advanced to about 300 meters from the fence, burned tires in one area. The protests have been going on since March 30th. Pakistan rejected Friday U.S. assertions American diplomats in the country are being mistreated. This as relations between the two uneasy allies in the war on terrorism continue to deteriorate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo raised the issue Wednesday about the treatment of U.S. diplomats serving in Pakistan during a Senate panel hearing. When asked about Pompeo's assertions at his weekly news conference Friday, however, Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Faisal said they haven't received any complaints from the U.S. We have much more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary Pompeo spoke with VOA Persia Thursday afternoon to discuss the Trump administration's plans for a new security framework aimed at ending Iran's nuclear program. This comes after Pompeo unveiled a far-reaching 12-point list of demands for any new nuclear deal with Iran.
These 12 things that I listed are all pretty straightforward. We're not asking a lot from the Iranian leadership. Just behave like normal leaders. Don't loot your people. Don't waste your people's money on these adventures in Syria and in Yemen and in Lebanon and in Iraq. The list goes on. Lead your people. Build a great nation. Use the resources you have for that. That's all we're simply looking for.
And you can watch that entire interview with Pompeo on VOAnews.com. Secretary Pompeo insisted Iran must indefinitely abandon nuclear weapons work and provide the United Nations inspectors access to sites anywhere in the country. A new European data privacy law took effect Friday. The new law ushering in an era intended to better protect the personal data of citizens and overhaul how companies collect, process, and store such information. Claude Moraes, a member of the European Parliament, stresses the importance of the General Data Protection Regulation law, which has come into play.
GDPR is important, and it will bring obligations to many of these companies and platforms to help us, the individual, shift some of the power back to the individual from the companies, from the social platforms, and it will do this through regulations.
The new law takes effect as social media giant Facebook has come under fire in the United States in a privacy scandal. The new regulations apply to the 28-nation EU, but will also affect both large and small U.S. businesses. Harvey Weinstein, the once powerful Hollywood figure, is out of jail on a $1 million bail. He's facing rape and criminal sex act charges. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Harvey Weinstein stood in court, stony-faced, listening to prosecutor Joan Aluzzi Orban.
This defendant used his position, money, and power to lure young women into situations where he was able to violate them sexually.
The disgraced movie mogul is charged with raping one woman in 2013 that the prosecutor would not name and with forcing aspiring actress Lucia Evans to perform oral sex in 2004. Outside of court, his lawyer Ben Braffman said Weinstein denies allegations of non-consensual sex. Julie Walker, New York.
More coverage on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.